You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this time of prayer. Welcome to this time of being in Him, being in Christ Jesus. We are abiding in Him in this time, in this moment right now. All that matters is God. All that matters is our worship unto Him. All that matters is us presenting ourselves a living sacrifice unto God. We thank you, O God. We thank you for this moment. We thank you and we bless your name. We thank you for even Holy Spirit just setting the atmosphere, setting an atmosphere of praise, setting an atmosphere of hope, setting an atmosphere of faith, setting an atmosphere of trust in you, setting an atmosphere, hallelujah, of our eyes being stayed on you, setting an atmosphere of our minds being stayed in you. Lord God, we worship you right now. We thank you for this atmosphere of worship. We thank you, O God, for this atmosphere of your presence, O God. We thank you, O God, for inhabiting the praises of your people. We thank you, O God, inhabit our praise, inhabit our homes, inhabit, O God, our minds, inhabit us, O God. We thank you. We thank you. I am Mika, and you are blessed, and we have already started. We are in the secret place. The Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, for your spirit. Yes, we thank you for truth. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for this time where we can exalt you. We exalt you, O God. We reverence you, O God. We submit to you, O God. We surrender. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. We surrender. We surrender. We surrender to you, oh God. We humbly come before you. We humbly come and boldly come to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. You are our King of Kings, and you are our Lord of Lords, and you are our great I Am, and you are the only living God, and you are, hallelujah, Reba, you are the El Shaddai, and you are our Abba Father, and you are Emmanuel, God with us. This is the truth. Our feelings may speak that you're not with us, but the truth is you are with us. For scripture informs us that you will never leave us nor forsake us. You are with us. Scripture informs us that on the yea that we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we feel the valley of the shadow of death. We hear the valley of the shadow of death. We have emotions from out of the place of the valley of the shadow of death. But we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. And so, God, we thank you that you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. And we thank you, Jehovah Rapha, our shepherd, that you are with us and that you are guiding us and that you are leading us and that you are making a way out of no way, and you are bringing clarity where there is confusion, and you are bringing a crystal clearness where there is fog. And God, and we thank you that even in the midst of the fog, you are with us. And even in the midst of the confusion, you are with us. And so we set our eyes on you, that we are not distracted by the fog of the thing, and we're not distracted by the by the confusion of the thing. Oh God, I'm reminded that you do not, confusion is not of you, oh God. And so sometimes I'm even seeing the vision right now of like when we're literally driving through a fog. They say, just pay attention to right in front of your headlights. Mm-hmm. Come on. Come on, Holy Spirit. They say, pay attention to right in front of the headlights. Don't get your sight too far out from the right in front of your car where the headlights are. Because then we can become disoriented. And then from that place of getting too far ahead, too far, looking too far out, we can become disoriented and frustrated, and confusion comes from that space, that our posture is right in the now faith. Not a step sooner, not a step later. Yes, now faith. Not too much in the future, not too much in the past, but in the now faith. And so, God, we thank you for your presence in this now. And may we, I pray that you will bless us with your peace. Bless us to encounter you, feel you, experience you even in a tangibleness. Like, oh, God is with me. And as I speak that God is with me, God is with you, that also speaks to you are where you are supposed to be. Maybe not where we want to be, but on the road to healing, you are where you're supposed to be. On the road of deliverance, you are where you're supposed to be. On the road of breakthrough, you are where you're supposed to be. On the road of prosperity, you are where you're supposed to be. And get me when I say it. It's not just a material prosperity. There is such a thing of being prosperous spiritually. Prosperous in Christ Jesus. So on the road of prosperity, you are where you're supposed to be. On the road of faith, you are where you are supposed to be. Oh, Lord God, thank you. Thank you that on this road, on the road that maybe we don't have a name for it and we're not sure. Oh, God, we thank you for encouraging us on this road, encouraging us through that we will get through this little town of discouragement. We thank you, oh, God, for sending your angels to speak words of encouragement. We thank you, oh, God, for strength through this city of weakness, feeling weak and despair. Oh God, we thank you for girding us up in your truth, oh God, giving us a second, third, fourth, fifth wind, oh God. The Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. And so I pray, oh God, over everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God, that as we've been in a waiting, that as we've been in a toiling, that as we struggling, that as we've been in a pressing, that as we've been in a enduring, that as we've been in the fire of the thing, that as we've been in the it not making sense to us of a thing, God, I thank you that all of that can very much be waiting on you. Look like waiting is just described as, I don't know what's going on. It's just described as, I feel like I'm going back more than I'm moving ahead. I just feel like if it's not one thing or another, we are yet still in you waiting. And there's a gift in the waiting. There's a blessing in the waiting. God wants me to encourage you. Hallelujah. That we gain strength. We gain momentum. We gain this ability in Christ that we We come into a joy and even a peace and even a contentment that comes by way of Christ Jesus, not because of a circumstance, not because of a condition, not because of a feeling, but because of the presence of God at work in our life. And so I pray this fresh anointing that comes by way of this place of waiting, that we are girded up in strength, that you are girded up in strength, that you are now able to run where you were walking. You're now able to walk where you were seemingly stagnant or seemingly crawling. I thank you, oh God, that it's like just barely getting by. I thank you, oh God, for meeting us in this space. I thank you for ministering to us in this space. I thank you for the new thing that you want to do with us and for us. The Bible says that in him is the fullness of joy. We find the fullness of joy, not in the abundance of money, not in the abundance of everything being okay on the earth, but in him we find a fullness of joy. Oh, that means it's unconditional. That means it's detached and independent from what my current state is, what my current bank account number is, what my what the challenges are, the lack thereof. I can have fullness of joy in you, God. That's what it says in the Psalms. In you, in Christ Jesus, is our yes. And amen. In you, God, there is no condemnation. And so even I just want to stop in that moment. Whoever finds themselves condemning themselves and being on the wrong side of condemnation, we come against that now in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that us being in Christ, there is now no more, no condemnation. In him, we are the righteousness of God. So I don't have to earn that place of righteousness. I don't have to work for that place of righteousness. I'm in that place of righteousness and walk out of that place of righteousness. You are in that place of righteousness and walk out of that place of righteousness. You are, God, I guess whoever this is for, God is reminding you on this day, you are the righteousness of God, daughter. You are the righteousness of God, son. We tend to want to define off of what we see and off of what we've done and off of what we didn't do and off of what is to the tangibleness through the blessed five senses that he's given us. But our righteousness is through the sense of God, through the truth of God, through the Spirit of God. So we thank you, oh God, for liberty in this place. We thank you, hallelujah, that in you we are wonderfully and fearfully made. You are our maker. You are our creator. We reverence you right now, oh God. We thank you for the hard things that we find ourselves facing. We thank you that you are the ever-present help, oh God. We thank you that in the troubled places, you are our ever-present help, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you that redemption is in you. Resurrection is in you. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that freedom from sin is in you, that we are able to overcome the stronghold. We are ever able to overcome this bound place in you. And so, God, I just speak right now to the, those of us who find ourselves in a bound place, in a stuck place, in a between a rock and a hard place. Oh, God, I thank you for that you are able. I'm reminded in scripture how there's times, there's more than one time where we see divinely heaven intervene in a loose the apostles in the bound place, loose the apostles in the shackled place, loose the apostles in the in the handcuffed place. God, I am asking right now that you will loose your children and loose your people for what has us bound, loose from the spiritual darkness and loose from spiritual wickedness and loose from lies of the enemy that have caused us to be shackled to a place and even to a time or even to a memory. Oh, Lord, we thank you for setting us free, making us free. For the Bible says, who the Son makes free, sets free, is free indeed. And so we thank you for freedom. Freedom, oh God, where we are bound even to a substance. The freedom, oh God, where we are bound even to people pleasing. Freedom, oh God, where we are bound to what man says, what another says. Freedom, oh God, freedom, hallelujah, for where we are bound physically and bound even in ailments and bound even in pain and bound even in affliction. We speak freedom in those areas, freedom emotionally where we are bound and where we are troubled even from in the emotional place and in the abused place and in the rejected place where we find ourselves stuck and bound. Freedom, freedom from the verbally abused place. Oh God, freedom from the physically abused place. Oh God, freedom from the trauma place. God, I thank you for sending your angels now to minister and to loose us and from the boundness, the downtroddenness, the oppressedness, the depressedness. Oh God, we ask right now, we thank you right now for visiting us. Oh, we thank you for visiting us, oh God. Let there be even just a stream, even if it's one word of hope, one word of refreshing. We thank you that you are, scripture says that you are our shade at our right hand. We thank you, oh God, for being our shade, shading us from the desert and the wilderness of the season, from the desert and the wilderness of the relationship, from the desert and the wilderness, even personally, coming from within, oh God. Minister to our hearts, Heavenly Father. Minister to our minds, Heavenly Father. Minister to our souls and restore our souls, oh God. Yes, Lord. We thank you. You are the only one who is able to restore our soul. You are the only one who is able to attend to the soul cry, the root of the thing. Some of the symptomatics of the things that the root is a soul cry. And so we thank you for tending to the soul cry, even as the children of Israel who were in the bound place, the oppressed place, the enslaved place, the unjust place. You heard their cry and answered their cry. So on this day, hallelujah, and in this time, we thank you that you are answering our cry. We believe that you are answering our cry. I know and declare and decree that you are answering
our cry. Now, the way you answer may not be the way we answer. And the way we're expecting may not be the way that you are coming. But God, hallelujah, you are answering. You are a God who answers.
That's what scripture tells us. You answer in Psalm 91. We call on you and you will answer us. And so in this time, we are calling on you. That's what we're doing. We're calling on you. We're calling on you, oh God. We're calling on you. We're calling on you. Oh Lord, we're calling on you. Prince of Peace, we're calling on you. Jehovah Shalom, we're calling on you. Jehovah Rapha, our healer, we're calling on you. Jehovah Nisi, our banner, we're calling on you. Jehovah Mekadesh, the one that makes us holy, we're calling on you. Jehovah Sikhanu, the Lord, our righteousness, we're calling on you. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, we're calling on you. The one who fights our battles, the one who avenges us, the one you say, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. We call it on you. You are the great judge. We call on you to act in every area of injustice pertaining to us, pertaining to our loved ones. Oh, we're calling on you today. We're calling on you in this now. We're calling on you, our shield. We're calling on you, our fortress. We're calling on you, our refuge. We're calling on you. From whence cometh our help? Our help cometh from the Lord. We're calling on you, helper. We're calling on you, keeper. We're calling on you, Abba Father. We're calling on you, Alpha and Omega. We're calling on you, beginning and end. We're calling on you, first and last. We're calling on you. Oh, Lord, we're calling on you. And we thank you for answering. Yes. We thank you for answering. May our faith take on this posture of, oh, no, he's answering me. I just don't know when, I just don't know how, but he's answering. And so instead of me looking at the when and seeing that it hasn't happened yet, then me deducing that he's not answering, oh no, 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 no. Instead of me looking at the how and not seeing the how and concluding that he's not answering, no, 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 I wait, no. No, I know that you are answering. Now I just surrender in the process. I surrender to receive the answer. I surrender dictating to you. Yes, God. We surrender dictating to you how to answer and trust and allow the... okay. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Some of us have some control issues. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, loose us from these control issues. Trying to control another person. Trying to control the situation. Trying to control how it's going to happen. Trying to control when it's going to happen. Trying to control what we want to be heard. Trying to control. And trying to control comes from this place of it can come from a place of fear. And so we come against that fear in the name of Jesus. For God did not give us a spirit of fear. He gave us power. So we thank you for power. He gave us love. We thank you for love. And he gave us a sound mind. We thank you for a sound mind that in him we have the mind of Christ. Ooh, there's this theme. In him. Ooh, the promises that come from being in him. Mm-hmm. In him we have the mind of Christ. So let us not take that thing of trying to control and trying to control how we want you to do it, but we release and surrender and enter into the place of a trusting relationship with you. Teach us relationship with you in this season. In this specific season, let us not rely on our relationship from yesterday. Yes, God. But be in the now relationship of you now. Yes. We thank you for teaching us how to endure. We thank you for teaching us how to persevere. We thank you for teaching us how to rise higher like an eagle. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for teaching us courage in you, boldness in you, stability in you, wisdom in you, discernment in you, revelation in you, truth in you. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. We thank you that having done all that we can, we choose to stand. We choose to stand in you. We choose not to give up. We choose to keep pressing forward. We thank you, oh God, that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We thank you, oh God, that our waists are girded with the belt of truth. We thank you, oh God, that our chests are covered with the breastplate of righteousness. We thank you, oh God, that we have on the helmet of salvation. We thank you for our shield of faith and the sword, which is the word of God, that we fight the good fight of faith. That we're fighting the good fight of faith. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Sometimes we don't want to, we back down from the fight when God has given us a power and authority and always already have given us the victory in this fight. Hallelujah. Fighting the good fight of faith. The good fight of faith, again, may look like being slow to speak, quick to listen. The good fight of faith may be remaining staying and trusting God. The good fight of faith. What is a good fight of faith? What does the good fight of faith look like? The good fight of faith can look like speaking to those things that are not as though they are. We have to remember we are made in the image of God. So we don't wait until we see the thing to speak the thing. We speak the truth to the unseen. We speak the word of God to the voided, to the empty, to the sick place, to the broken place. We are made in the image of God. This is God in scripture that we see. God spoke to the empty, to the void, to the darkness. Jesus spoke to the paralytic. Jesus spoke to the dead, spoke to the bound, spoke to the grievously vexed. Ezekiel in the Old Testament prophet spoke to the valley of the dry bones. In Romans, it speaks, when it's talking about Abraham, and then it speaks about God, who speaketh to those things that are not as though they are. When we are, and as we are walking with God and flowing with God and fighting a good fight of faith with God, it looks like speaking the truth, the word that God gave us, when there's no evidence of it on the earth besides the evidence of the word of God. Yes, Lord. So make us aware, oh God. Scripture says in Proverbs 18 that the power of death, the power of life, it's in our tongue. So let us speak Let us speak in line with heaven. Let us get in partnership with heaven. Heaven, God, what do you say regarding this? And until I hear from you, I'll wait. And until I hear from you on this, I'll be silent. And until I hear from you in this, I'm going to read my word. And until I hear from you on this, I'm going to speak this scripture. For scripture is your perfect will. And from that place of now speaking and moving in scripture, he will, I see it almost like a compass, or I see it as when you're like tuning into a radio station, like, you know, when you had the old school radio and the knob and you have to tune in, like even down to the little, just a teeny tiny turn of it to really hit that place of reception. We can never go wrong with speaking the scripture. I'm reminded of the woman who who Jesus spoke. Her faith was great. She came to Jesus, asking Jesus to heal her daughter. Oh, Lord. And Jesus first didn't respond. Then responded with, basically, it's not time, right? Then, because of her persistence, then because of her continual, then because of her, hold on, I have to find it in a scripture, because we're going to pull it up. We are going to read this. And because I didn't have it planned, let's see if I can locate it in my Bible. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, so we're moving in the flow of the Lord right now as I turn and look. And I'm going to take my time. I'm not even going to feel the pressure of, wait a minute, I didn't have this prepared. No, we are moving in the Spirit. And so we thank you, God, for the Spirit of God in this place. We thank you, oh God, for the Spirit of God in every home represented. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Yes, God, we thank you. Can we praise him right now? Can we all open our mouth and praise him right now? Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we glorify you. Lord, we thank you for transforming us. Lord, we thank you for hearing us. Lord, we thank you for answering us. Lord, we thank you for moving on our behalf. Lord, we thank you for delivering us from worry. Lord, we thank you for delivering us from doubt. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for delivering us from pride. Let pride come falling down and humility be erected. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for the plan that you have for us. Lord, we thank you that there is a plan that you have for us. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for ordering our steps. Lord, we thank you. Ah, yeraboso ko rebasa. Rebasikio toroboso. Rebasikia taraboso. Lord, we thank you. 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 Lord, we thank you that when two or more of us are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. Lord, we thank you. All right. Thank you, brother. Okay, amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus. It's Mark chapter 7. We're going to start reading at, yes, God. We're going to start reading at 24. And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into a house and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet, worship. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out and her daughter laid upon the bed. And so we thank you that her press, her continual, where is this coming from? The put the scripture in your mouth and begin speaking it. Until God will direct or redirect as needed. But we speak in scripture, we are speaking, this is the perfect will of God. She pressed. She pressed. She continued. She continued. There's another, it's also in another gospel, because it's where she says that even, hold on, let me see. There's another, okay, we'll just wait a second. But she, it's this continual seeking, this continual pressing. I can't lose in that place. I cannot lose in the place of continually seeking him. You cannot lose in the place of continually seeking him. We will meet God in our place of continual seek. That is guaranteed. Try it out. Try it out. Don't take my words for it. Try it out. Try it out. And then send me an email. Get a hold of me. Thank you, Jesus, with Mika at gmail.com. Thank you, Jesus, with Mika at gmail.com. Seek him. One day, didn't hear anything. Okay, I'm seeking you 2 days. Oh, still haven't heard anything. 3 days. Oh, still haven't heard anything. 5 days. Oh, still haven't heard anything. 10 days. Oh, still haven't heard anything. 30 days. Oh, still haven't heard anything. 120 days. Oh, still haven't heard anything. 365 days. I guarantee you also in that time, you are a different person than you were 365 days ago. Seek him. Put the scripture on your tongue and speak life. Put the scripture on the tongue, on your tongue, and speak blessing. Put the scripture on your tongue and see your mind come into alliance with what you're speaking, and see our feelings come into alignment with what we're speaking, and see our ways come into alignment with what we're speaking. All too often, we want our feelings to now feel the new thing before our minds can get to the new thing, before our tongue can get to the new thing, before our feet and hands can get to the new thing. Put it on our tongue first. Oh, this is a word that's being preached to me right now. Put it on your tongue and see everything come into alignment with your tongue. And see everything come into alignment with your tongue when it's speaking other than. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yerebosa. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes. This is scripture too. Let's look at the tongue really fast. It's in James. And then we're gonna end with this. Let's see, James. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Let me see. We're setting our tongue on life. We're setting our tongue on hope. We're setting our tongue on faith. We're setting our tongue on truth. We're setting our tongue on the Spirit of God. We're setting our tongue in alignment with the Spirit of God. That's what we're doing. We're setting our tongue on scripture. Let's read really fast. Let's see. In verse 5, it's the whole, read all of chapter 3. Read James chapter 3. But it talks about the tongue. And it says, even so, verse 5, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, and it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Right? Verse 8, but the tongue can... verse 7, for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therewith we bless God, even the Father, and in therewith we curse men, which are made after the similitude of God. out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Do a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. And so just in this, we're fastening our tongue on scripture. It's a practice. Doesn't mean we're, so practice means it's we're not going to be perfect. We can strive towards that, and it will always continually be a strive. But I'm setting my mouth on scripture. This is truth. I'm setting my mouth on faith. I'm setting my mouth on hope. Where do I get hope from? Start in scripture. Start at the feet of God. So let's set, as we are in him in this time, let's set our mouth in him and on him and see him help us in this place of taming our tongue, training our tongue to speak like God. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you. I thank you. May you, I pray the blessing of the Lord that maketh your children, your sons and daughters rich and addeth no sorrow. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaberekeka Adonai Vishmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Beyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. And starting August 3rd, we'll be doing Hour of Power Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. God bless you. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.